A reading from the Good News according to Mark. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was tired, exhausted. Wouldn't you be tired? He spent the day teaching the crowds, a great multitude. So many people gathered there by the seashore that he was nearly pushed into the water. So he situated himself in a boat, and from there he continued to tell story after story, always about the kingdom of God, always about God's unconditional love, about boundless mercy, about light that overcomes darkness, and forgiveness that conquers hatred. He told stories about God's power to transform lives, to bring renewal and nourishment to a tired and hungry world. Jesus proclaimed the word of God with his whole heart and soul, his whole being, because he is the word of God. But even he got tired. So as the boat pulled away from the shore, he lay his head down on a cushion. He took a nap. How very pleasant. How very human. Some say that naps are sacraments because that's what Jesus did. I like that. In any case, the nap didn't last long, because the wind came up and almost filled and threatened to capsize that little boat. The companions of Jesus began to panic and woke him up. Of course, he who could do all things could surely help them out. And in their fear, they turned to him and clamored, "Don't you care about us? Don't you see that we're going to die in this storm?" Of course he cared. Of course he knew what was happening. And in a moment, he took charge and calmed the raging waters. He who shared his Father's power and love, he who incarnated his Father's power and love, was there for those who asked. And all was good and calm and quiet again. Imagine yourself in that boat. Imagine yourself being shaken and pummeled about, soaked by the water, overcome with fear. It isn't hard to put ourselves in that scene, is it? All of us have at one time or another been sucked into fear, have felt overcome by desperation. And haven't we called out with those disciples, "Don't you care? Don't you care?" May we too be consoled by those comforting words of our Lord. "Why are you terrified? I am here. I am with you. There is no power on earth greater than my love for you."